Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer at Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
I've been foisting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations all year long, and it's finally paying off. And non-number one runners have hurt the Bengals big time, including Isaiah Davis last week, 110 total yards. So really excited about Kyle Monongai.
Paul Charchian with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian every week. Yes. He helps you through your fantasy problems and solutions and fantasies. At Paul Charchian on Twitter, he's the Chief Execution Officer of the Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. And look who's foisting. Worked.
Yeah, baby.
Voiced away because Kyle Monongai had 176 yards last week. His longest carry was 39. It was a very pretty number when it came to a yardage total for the Bears. Charge, take your flowers.
I feel vindicated for putting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations for 8 weeks until it finally paid off last week. And that was so much fun. And this is not DeAndre Swift shade either, because I think Swift has played pretty well this year, and I do believe it'll go back to being a 1-2 punch, but Monongai looks so comfortable in this offense. I love what they've built around him, and when you look towards the future, and it's not like DeAndre Swift's old, he's 26 years old, but when you look to the future here, I feel like Kyle Monongai has got a big role in this offense, and a lot of times, including this week, we're going to be starting both guys. Giants, your opponent this week, last two games, they've given up 415 rushing yards in 2 weeks. So it's game on for both Swift and Monongai.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, Charch. You just said it's okay to start both guys in your same backfield. Yeah. That's what, because I have both guys, and I have Ashton Jeanty as my other running back. I was like, maybe I'll start all three and put one of them in the flex. But is that something? I mean, there's snow in the forecast here on Sunday, so it seems like a running kind of game is going to be happening. Wind is 16 miles per hour, gust up to 31 miles per hour. You tell me, Charge.
I'm going to be so sad when you've got an indoor stadium. What? That is such a bummer for all of us. We love watching the bad weather games. We all do. Every sports fan does. We're running out of stadiums that have it. I'm really disappointed that's going to be the case here. We're going to miss some of the great bad weather games of all time. The 49ers game from a couple of years ago in week one was epic. The Fog Bowl from 30 years ago. I mean, I'm really sad that Chicago's bending the knee to concert tours and all the other stuff that they want to do in an indoor stadium and the advantages that brings, when instead we could have awesome outdoor football.
Church, I don't know if you know this.
Is that so wrong?
But weather gets more and more unpredictable these days. If you're going to build a new stadium, it has to have some sort of roof. Just has to.
I know.
There's
I know
too much money in the NFL. Buffalo,
yeah, Buffalo's not doing it. Buffalo's just keeping an outdoor stadium with their new one. Well, I mean, you can do it.
People in Buffalo like to volunteer to help shovel the snow.
Yeah.
So that's not
right.
The
they
case
won't do
here.
That there.
Yeah, we have
not in the heart also, in the city of Chicago.
You know, in 2045, when they open up that stadium, then we'll see what happens. They haven't even broken ground on it yet.
Right. Chicago notorious for on-time public works. So, yeah, right, exactly. It might be a little while. I'm glad, Marshall, you brought up Ash and Jeanty. Fascinating matchup in tonight's game. It's been a very inconsistent season for Jeanty. He's averaging only 3.9 yards per carry. We all thought he was going to be rookie of the year because he came off one of the all-time great college seasons ever. He can run, he can catch, he can do all these things. Hasn't really come together this year because the offensive line is terrible. And we've talked about this in you know, maybe like 5-6 weeks ago. We mentioned this in passing. Worst offensive line in football in a lot of ways. Lowest yards before contact, Ashton Jeanty. But get this. He's doing everything one man can do behind this terrible offensive line. His avoided tackle rate is only behind Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor, two of the best in the league. And then Ashton Jeanty. The catch is tonight, teams try to run on the Broncos because they've got the awesome secondary. They've got the great pass rush. Even without Patrick Surtain, it's still a really good pass defense.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're a great run defense, too. No back has topped 60 rushing yards against Denver since week 3. And over the last month, no back has topped 8 receiving yards against them. So, you know, Jeanty's doing everything he can. This is a tough, tough spot. Marshall, I think you put him into your flex position here and you start your two Bears, who I've got ranked right around Ashton Jeanty for this game.
Looking around the rest of the league, Charge, and I might take your advice. I might not. We'll see what happens. The Saints. We had the trade deadline. The Saints traded away Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Yeah. There's a guy there trying to become the first ever 2,000-yard receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba. So, is he going to be a fantasy factor, Shaheed?
You know, I think he is, and I love this trade. So Shaheed is a deep ball specialist. And unlike Jackson Smith and Jigba, who was also good at every level, you know, for Shaheed, it's basically run straight, run fast, go deep, and we'll heave some balls your ways. And, you know, when it's one thing when those balls are coming from Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. It's all different when it's Sam Darnold. Darnold leads all quarterbacks in deep ball accuracy. He's number 2 in deep ball completions behind only Matthew Stafford. And defenses have to respect Jackson Smith and Jigba. And so when he goes and when Jackson Smith and Jigba is running intermediate or deep routes, he's going to suck coverage in his way. And Shaheed's going to be one-on-one on these deep balls. And Darnold is going to hit some of those shots. Now, I don't know if it's going to be this week against the Cardinals when he's only been there, whatever, 5 days, but it's going to happen, and there are going to be spots where Shaheed's going to pay off with some big, big plays, and they're coming. And by the way, Seattle's the best team in the NFC. That's a whole sub-conversation, but this is a...
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it's either them or the Rams.
Right, and they're in the same division. They've got the same record. I mean, what a slugfest that division is, especially if the 49ers can come back healthy. Find a defect with Seattle. They have an elite run defense. They've got a great young secondary. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. This, I think they're the most complete team in the NFC.
Yeah, they picked a really good time to show everybody on Sunday Night Football as well, Church. I would agree. Also, since we're talking about the trade deadline, do you see Breece Hall's role with the Jets changing that much? I don't.
No, but I feel bad for him. I mean, you're Breece Hall. You're one of the 10 best runners in the league, languishing during your 4-year career in New York. You're taking handoffs from Zach Wilson and Mike White and Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle, Justin Fields. Trade deadline approaches. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to free agent at the end of the year. Can we just tap out? Can you just send me somewhere else? You guys can get draft picks for next year. You know, you've just traded away Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. You know, I'll go someplace else and be on a good team. We found out today, reports, the Chiefs tried to get Breece Hall. He could have gone to the Chiefs. For Pete's sake, how do you not be dejected if you're Breece Hall at this point? You're looking at a half season more of the Jets barreling their way to the first pick of the draft. That's got to be deflating. And now without Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, that means the Jets' defense is going to be worse. They're going to be trailing even more than they already are. Game script's going to point against Breece Hall. And he's got the Cleveland run defense coming up, which is awesome this week. It's all bad for Breece Hall right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's definitely not good. Now, I have a question on my piece of paper. I'm going to read it as it has been written, but I disagree with it. Aaron Rodgers has been a shockingly good fantasy producer. First of all, I'm not shocked. But his top target, DK Metcalf, hasn't. What's gone wrong with Metcalf? And why do you think it's shocking that Aaron Rodgers, an established multi-time MVP, has been shockingly good?
A fantasy?
Yeah, he throws touchdowns.
From a fantasy standpoint. Well, he does this year. Yes. I mean, you know, with the Jets last year, it looked
like it was the Jets.
Well, fair. It was the Jets, but I still was there. Do you remember there was like zero optimism or even real interest in Aaron Rodgers when he had the protracted situation with Pittsburgh all summer and we're all waiting for him to sign. And everybody's like, this is the best Pittsburgh could do was Aaron Rodgers. There wasn't unanimous or even overriding sentiment that Rodgers was going to be particularly good. And here he is, I think third in the NFL in passing touchdowns. I don't think anybody expected this. And the fact that he could be this good and DK Metcalf has not been really part of this is baffling. You know, last year we mocked Rodgers because all he would do is pelt Davante Adams with targets. And you're looking at Garrett Wilson, who's one of the great receivers in the league, and he can't even get a ball his way. We're like, what is Rodgers doing? Just locked down to one guy. This year, he won't even throw to Metcalf. He's four catches a game. That's it. And you know some of the blame goes to Arthur Smith, who loves nothing more than sending a dozen targets to his tight ends every game. But that's the way it's worked out. And as a DK Metcalf, when he does not score, he is killing your fantasy team because he's not getting enough volume from Aaron Rodgers.
You know, it's funny, Charge, too, is look what George Pickens is doing on the flip side.
Yeah,
no kidding, right? Pickens has been very good, very good.
Yeah, that's part of it for me is, you know, seeing how the trade plays out in both spots, and that's been an interesting development. With Kyler Murray on the injured reserve, Jacoby Brissett still starting at least four more games, how do you think that affects the rest of the Cardinals fantasy players? Amari DiMercato gets a lot of talk on this station. I just need you to know.
Does
that.
He?
Yeah, because he burned us. He had one of the best first halves ever.
You remember, yes.
Oh, yeah, the North DiMercato, remembers.
Yeah. Yes, how about that? What a week you guys have had. Good Lord. The Bears are fascinating. This is in all the time that I've been doing this station, I don't think there's been a more fun year to be covering the Bears than this one. You guys must be having a great time.
We are where having do you two an chime enjoyable in? Time.
It has to be amazing.
Church, we got big ribs today, okay? We get to make fart jokes and talk about football. It's been pretty good.
Well, that's as good as it. The McRib, by the way. What bothers me about the McRib is that they try to make it look like there's bone in it, right? So they've got the thing formed into the where the bones should be, but then you're supposed to eat that part of it, right? So why form the bones into that mold of quote unquote ribs when you're forming it into the shape of a bone? I don't understand that part.
I think it's the concept.
Yeah,
we just eat the
food, Charge. We don't really care.
But I get it.
We're animals.
Also, I like boneless buffalo wings, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Oh, my goodness. She likes chicken nuggets. She likes chicken nuggets. That's what she's saying.
I don't care what they call them.
But back to Brissette.
The strip in the nugget is a key distinction. The nugget is like ground up, reprocessed, blended, pureed chicken that then gets reformed into the nugget. At least the strip is just like some hunk of actual meat that came from some part of the chicken. And you know it isn't beak or foot or feather or, you know, whatever that weird thing is that hangs off the bottom of the chicken's neck.
The gizzard?
Maybe that's a turkey. The gizzard, right. There's none of that. And, you know, with the nugget, you don't know. I mean, it could be anything, really.
But Charge, anyway. Jacoby Brissett.
Yes. Where do you two stand on Kyler Murray as an NFL quarterback?
He's fine.
I think a change of scenery would benefit him, but that contract might not let him have one.
He's owed $36 million guaranteed next year.
Correct.
$36 million.
Correct.
I mean, that's a lot for a guy who just got soft benched. I mean, can we agree that this is a benching?
Yes.
I
agree. Jacoby Brissett's looked phenomenal.
And Jacoby's had his fair share of change of scenery.
Yes.
Yeah, six different teams for Jacoby Brissett. You know, but the thing about Brissett that you love is, first, every one of these stops, the coaches all love him. And they all, you know, he gets like two starts a year or whatever. And then the coaches talk about how smart he is, how prepared he is. And then when you put him on the field for these last three starts, multiple touchdowns in all three of these Cardinals games, more passing yards in these three Cardinal games than Murray had in any of the five games leading up to these Brissett starts. And I don't know that it's fair to look at body language, but Brissett is out there playing like every game could be his last. And maybe it is. Like, you know, he is playing for his career. With Murray, you just don't see that in the body language, and you hate to put that on somebody. We don't know what's in his head and what's in his heart. But, man, Brissett wants to win, and it's so obvious. And I love this switch for this team. I think this foot injury is total BS. The play, you look at the play, injured his foot on it. You can't even see anything there. You know, we don't know for sure, but it feels like a benching, and it's ultimately going to be the best thing for the only two Cardinals you care about, Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride, who have performed really pretty similarly, actually, under Brissett than they were with Kyler Murray. But this helps maintain their fantasy value for the rest of the year.
Charge, always a good time, and the conversation Odyssey continues. We love it. Have a wonderful have a wonderful fantasy football week.
Thanks, Charge.
You too. Bye, guys.
That's Paul Charjian, always joining us at 11:25 at this time on Thursdays. Charge, the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Coming up next, it's what happens when art meets real life, meets consequences to thought of art being real life. We've got to help Rico Dowdle now.
Well, he's asking for help. Financial help.
If you know, you know, and if you don't, we'll explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.